B-Pod Studios.
The FUC coming to our area, Lehigh War Memorial Auditorium, Saturday night, as Florida Ultimate Championship comes to our area, and one of the headliners that will be there Saturday night. Welcome to the show, Clarence Whoop-Ass Johnson. What's happening, Whoop-Ass?
Hello.
Whoop-Ass.
Hello.
Yeah, yes, Clarence.
Hello.
Clarence Whoop-Ass Johnson.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I can call you.
Y'all got any punk ass over there at Fort Myers need some sense not into them?
Wait a second. It's going to be Saturday night, Lehigh War Memorial Auditorium, Florida Ultimate Championship, FUC. I want to go and sell tickets to this thing. I want to go. You know what? Haney and I are going to probably go out there Saturday night because we want to see some whoop ass.
You won't see it up close, do you?
Yeah, I want to see it up close, but I want to know more about you, the man. I'm looking at your stats, Whoop-Ass.
Go on there, bitch tit.
What did you call me?
Bitch tit.
Why is this adversarial?
Because when I speak to a man.
Yeah.
I size him up.
You size him up.
I size the man up.
We're talking
physically.
We're talking on the phone. You can't size me up physically, Clarence.
I tell from your voice. See, that's how it works. I can tell from your voice. I call you bitch tit. It's gonna make you mad.
And so is that what you're looking for? You want to go and have your public come out and see you fight, I guess, and make them mad by insulting them? Look, I'm trying to promote your event. I want to know about you. 6'7", 320 pounds of you. Clarence Whoop-Ass Johnson.
6'7", 320 pounds of mean, baby.
Okay, I'm sure it's mean. I'm also looking on here because it says you've won 44 matches in a row. And it has your stats from the last 44 matches. You're going in at 380. You're coming into another one, 375. There's one here where you are 401 pounds. And now you've lost some weight. You're 6'7", 320 pounds. Why the weight loss?
Well, that's a good kind of personal. Well, you know, I don't care. There ain't no secret. I've always been athletic.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah. Whoop-Ass.
Serious talk now.
Pain in the ass.
I was playing with you before when I caught you, big kid.
Right. That's fine there, Silverback.
That's fine. But the fact of the matter is that I was born athletic.
Okay.
I could have been a superstar in any sport I want to be in.
I just asked why you lost so much weight coming to Lehigh Acres Saturday night.
Look at here. You said, tell me about yourself.
Okay. All right. That's great. Why did you
play? And there was a time I could play any sport.
Okay, I believe you.
But then I kept gaining weight.
Yeah.
And getting bigger. And I get bigger, I get meaner.
Uh-huh.
And then I got so big.
Yeah.
I developed what doctor call a health problem.
Like what did you have? What did you have?
I know with health problems.
Well, what kind of health problems? What did you have? The diabetes?
Yeah, I think that's one of them.
Sugar.
Don't call me sugar, unless we in jail and you my bitch.
Ever been to jail?
You know, who ain't been to jail?
Tell me about Florida Ultimate Championship, how Clarence Whoop-Ass Silverback, whatever the hell you want to call yourself.
Man-eater.
How did you get involved with this?
I got involved in it because I'm big. I'm so big that if you were to hang a picture of me on your wall, it'd fall off.
Because you're so big. You're down to 320 pounds. You're not that 401, 402.
I'm so damn big. Look at here.
Yeah.
I'm so damn big. When I get my shoes shine, I just got to take the man's word for it.
Well, that sounds like you're fat. That doesn't sound like anything. You know what? I think I could kick your ass. I think
you
I...
You believe in Santa Claus?
Come on. You know what? You got health problems. You can't even see your feet.
You are a stupid little bitch.
You know what?
I thought I was going to talk to some kind of interviewer.
Stupid? You can't understand a simple question. You know what?
Now, you asked me about weight loss.
Watch this. Hey, Clarence, spell your first name for me. Spell Clarence.
I ain't gonna be involved with no spelling bees.
Because you can't. Now, I'm asking you.
I'm allergic to spelling bees.
I am asking you one simple question.
Mm-hmm.
You listening now? Comprehend this. How did you get involved with the FUC?
Look, this is hard.
You owed a man money.
Yeah.
And so what do you do at the FUC? I mean, if I go out there, Haney and I go out there, we're telling everybody to go out to the Lehigh Acres War Memorial Auditorium Saturday night, 7:30. Are we going to watch you fight anybody? Or are we going to watch you just sit in a chair like some kind of freak carnival act?
I'm so big, when I go to the zoo, elephants throw peanuts at me.
Well, that goes to show you're obese. Are you in any kind of athletic shape right now?
I already told you. I've been diagnosed. I said, Doc, give it to me straight. He said, I diagnosed you with health problems.
What does that mean?
I lost a leg. Me leg.
So
now my leg.
Okay.
Right. Right around the old shin bone.
Yeah.
That's all titanium.
Okay. But, all right.
But the thing is.
Looky here.
I think. Don't you be telling me to be looky here?
Looky here. What? You know what? You don't even know what the hell you're doing.
Hey,
looky
shut
here.
Up.
Looky here.
Shut up. Look here. Now you put the words in my mouth. Playing mind trick on me.
What are you doing Saturday night?
Hurting people.
Hurting people. How are you? Do you have an opponent for Saturday night?
No. Whoever show up. I bust them up.
What are you talking about? Anybody that shows up to the event? What are you, like John L. Sullivan taking on all comers? You can lick any man in the house? Is that what you're doing? People that go there, you're going to go and fight them? Is that?
You ain't letting me finish about my health problem, though.
I don't care
one
about
thing,
your
one
damn
thing
health
I want
problem.
To make clear, because I want it to be a fair fight. I got a titanium shin, but they was able to save my foot.
What? So you got a titanium shin, so you go from flesh to titanium to real flesh again.
Yeah, they was able to save the foot.
Oh, that's good news. Now.
I did lose my pinky toe, but I still got my balance.
All right, so what is exactly you're taking on?
Are you asking me what happened when you come up to the wherever the place
is? That's what I've been trying to ask now for 10 minutes.
I'm going to sit my fat ass down on a stool in the middle of the ring, okay?
You oaf.
Now I'm going to light up a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start talking.
Well, that ought to be
riveting. And I'm going to point at you.
Me.
And you. And you. And you. And I'm going to just sit there. I'm going to go, I'll whoop your ass. I'll whoop your ass.
And suppose somebody comes up and says, yeah, I'll whoop your ass, whoop ass.
Then I'd say something like this. You know the difference between your mama and a rooster? The rooster say, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
Your mama say, any-a-doo.
So that's what it is. You're not fighting anybody, are you? You're just going to go into a war of words.
I tell people, I'm so old, I told her to start acting her age, the bitch died on me.
Do you think that people are going to come from miles around and see this? Do you think
Probably not.
Of course not.
That's a promoted job.
Florida Ultimate Championship. Ultimate Championship at what? You fat slob, yeah?
I will hit you so hard you have to take your shoes off to take a...
Hey! What? No cussing on this show. You know,
I slap your ass so hard your kid be born dizzy.
What is your
problem? I don't know how to do nothing but whoop ass.
Whoop ass!
I got fired out to Eminem Factory for throwing away all the W's.
Whoop ass! Whoop ass! Oh.
I'm so dumb, I go to Taco Bell to pay my phone bill.
You're dumb. You're dumb, and I can't stand it anymore. Never mind. There ain't no fight. There ain't no challenge. You're just sitting on your fat ass.
Human interest for you. My dog looked just like me.
Yo, really?
Yeah, I shave its ass, teach it to walk backward.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon.
This is the perfect family scene when Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the broadcast. Glad to have you along. That's my friend Mark Haney right over there. Through the glasses, our producer, Junior.
Why do you do that to me?
What?
Well, I'll admit it's a rare thing. And I'm probably giving away way too much here, but for the first time in several years, you know, before we hit the microphone, Stan and I have probably about 2 minutes together. That's our time.
Right.
Where we find out what's going on with one another.
It's our special time.
With Stan, it's usually some sort of malady and a specialist.
Yep. Oh, man, taking that medicine, I feel worse today than I did yesterday. Yeah.
And so I walk in, and as I said, for the past 5 years, I've been unable to do it honestly anyway. Mm-hmm. But I walk in, and I go, you know what, Stan? I think everything's kind of okay. Mm-hmm. And that was my mistake.
Yeah.
Because Stan then went down a laundry list of why that's not true.
Correct. And I'm sorry.
But I wanted...
I try not to do that to you.
I wanted it to be true.
Well, it is true. Your world is okay right now. Yeah, I'm about to change it.
No, I'm serious. It's been longer than that.
Oh,
when
yes.
was the last time I could really say everything was fine? I could say things were manageable, that I'd put out some fires... But for things to actually be fine, I don't think that's ever been true.
No. No, I'm looking back. You got to go back to the 90s at least.
Well, and, you know, we look at that through the lens of history and realize it wasn't okay.
Yep. Monday Night Football. I guess they're going to have, because football's back, we got games tonight. Monday Night Football. Going to have a doubleheader, I guess, on Monday, as they've been doing for the past few years. Saw this. When ESPN's Monday Night Football returns for the new season, the show will open with a revamped version of Little Richard's classic song, Rip It Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've done it again.
The classic cut replaces Hank Williams Jr.'s...
Because he's not appropriate for the times.
Right. All my rowdy friends are here on Monday night, which...
No, but that's not good, because they shouldn't be, because COVID.
That's what it says. Listen to this, though. Listen how long... Because remember when Hank got kicked off the theme for a while a few years back. But this is amazing.
Just like when his daddy got fired from the Opry.
Yep.
Yes!
All My Rowdy Friends has served as the program Monday Night Football's theme for a total of 24 of the show's 50-year history, nearly half.
Yeah, well, it had a good run going there, and then somebody put a mic in front of Hank's face, and
yeah.
he said the truth that Obama was Hitler. And then a couple of years, he went away,
and then he came back.
Then all of a sudden, you know, Make America Great Again, he got the gig back.
Rolling Stone.
Only to be taken from away by COVID.
Rolling Stone noted that a reference to Monday night would probably replace the original reference to Saturday night in Rip It Up. They say Little Richard's original 1956 vocal performance will be used in the new theme.
Isn't that convenient? He's dead now and can't benefit. Yeah.
Butcher Brown... have re-recorded the backing track.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good band name, because you set yourself up. Hi, we're going to do a bunch of covers for you. My name's Butcher Brown.
Yeah. Rolling Stone suggested that the show's producers felt the song All My Rowdy Friends was no longer relevant since COVID and lockdowns.
Will it be someone from Rolling Stone that says Butcher Brown butchered Little Richard's song?
We'll have to wait for Monday night. And you're right, Haney. Little Richard died this past May at 87.
Yeah.
So he's not going to benefit.
Nope.
You know, if you offered that to him maybe 15 years ago, it would have been good for him. He would have had to have, he could have stopped touring.
Nobody thinks about the real life issues that they think, oh man, that's Little Richard. He's like the seminal grandfather of rock and roll.
Yeah. He had to work till he nearly dropped.
He's got to have it made, all those residuals. No.
He last toured in 2014, which he was old.
Yeah, and which
said,
people...
And said, I can't do it anymore.
And which the people buying tickets are saying, isn't that cool that at the age of 87, Little Richard still wants to get out there? I'm going to buy a ticket. Well, Little Richard's grateful that you bought the ticket, but he doesn't want you to know why he's out there.
Yes, because he has to be.
Oh, womp, bom, bom, womp, bamboo.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. You know what? And I just got word on this. This will be nice. This will be like old home week.
What?
Al Beck has been off on vacation the past couple of days.
And we're replacing him with Al Burke?
No.
I wish.
Filling in for... I'm excited. Filling in for Al Beck.
It's not Toad, is it?
No. Today and tomorrow, filling in for him, Jeff Zito.
Really?
Yes. So Zito will be on tonight.
Well, that'll be interesting.
It sure will.
Matter of fact, I would imagine, I'm pretty sure Jeff Zito might have a few choice words for Southwest Florida.
Yes, he would. You know what? I may tonight turn the get in.
Because he's only got 2 days.
Yeah.
And only one of those is guaranteed.
Yeah.
And he's got some scores to settle in this geographic area.
Because
he moved to Tampa.
Yeah. He's still with the company. That's why he's on tonight.
But I imagine there may be some Southwest Florida-specific items that he'd like to address.
I'm going to tune the radio in tonight, get all comfy in the house, maybe a hot cup of Dr. Pepper, and tune in Zito tonight.
I think I'm going to do that.
Stan?
What?
I have a secret.
What?
You promise not to tell anybody?
As long as it's not political.
I don't consider it political.
Mm-hmm.
I think Governor Kristi Noem is pretty.
Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
And I was wondering if you would pass her a note for me.
Sure. Mark Haney thinks you're pretty?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's done deal.
And then, do you like him? And then write yes or no, circle one.
All right. Consider it done.
Meanwhile, I'm going to fold up this piece of paper and I'm going to ask if she likes me.
Yeah. Yes or no. Yes or no.
My mama told me to pick the very best one, and you are not it.
Oh, football's back tonight. NBC's showing the game, but they're still calling it the season premiere of Sunday Night Football, even though it's
special
Thursday night,
edition of Sunday Night Football. You know what you need to watch tonight?
What?
The Chiefs being Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
Drafted late in the first round, but you know who they picked up?
Oh.
That running back from LSU, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
He's going to go nuts.
Well, we'll find out. We'll see if they get some playing time.
Like Super Bowl champs need another offensive weapon.
OK. Okay, so it's Sunday Night Football on here.
Football is back. It is back tonight. And it is on NBC. And the problem is, this is not their song.
You know, yesterday how we played the hot Dr. Pepper commercial with Dick Clark.
Yes.
Found another gem.
This is
how the public was set to believe something, but it wasn't necessarily true. But back in the 60s,
we would all agree with it, yeah.
This is an ad for Coca-Cola from 1961. And it's a woman talking about lady things, wanting to stay thin.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercial promises to keep you thin. She references Coca-Cola being good for the waistline.
Oh.
And it's low in calories, which will keep you away from some of the other stuff.
That's really bad, like hot Dr. Pepper.
Yes! Take a listen to this. Actual ad for Coca-Cola in 1961.
Well, that's enough for today. Now for a lively lift. Ice-cold Coca-Cola. There's no waistline worry with Coke, you know. Actually, this individual-sized bottle has no more calories than half a grapefruit. Mmm. Another thing, the cold, crisp taste of Coke is so satisfying, it keeps me from eating something else that might really add those pounds. Coke's a natural, wholesome blending of pure food flavors. I guess that's why everyone likes the refreshing new feeling you get, only from not-too-sweet Coca-Cola. Lively, lifty Coca-Cola provides a welcome bit of quick energy between meals. Makes for a pleasant pause in a busy day. Oh, and remember, Coke is low in calories, too. Say, now, don't you get any thinner.
Yeah.
God, why can't we live in that world?
I don't know!
You know, it was a couple of days ago, and it seems to happen every once in a while where the Daily Mail is very good about this, where they uncovered this treasure trove of street photography done by the same photographer over different decades,
yeah.
And they showed like the 60s and 70s,
mm-hmm.
And they even had a couple of color shots of Chicago in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Unrecognizable.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's amazing.
You look at these pictures like, look at all these well-behaved, well-dressed people going about their business. There is not a single drop of graffiti to be found. It is like another planet.
I'll tell you. And New York after COVID is ridiculous. But during Bloomberg and his era, and New York was a safe city. And if you wanted to go into Manhattan, yeah, everything was clean. Everything was nice. Now, it wasn't like that in the 70s when I went there. But get a load of this. The pandemic literally saved guitars. Since the pandemic began, there's been a buying boom for guitars.
Probably a lot of people like you.
You may recall Gibson was on the verge of bankruptcy.
Well, they outlawed Rosewood, didn't they?
I don't know. Not anymore.
Didn't they raid the Gibson factory because it had illegal rosewood or something?
Fender says it's been the biggest year in their entire history going back to the 1950s. Since guitar sales,
I wonder why that is, because very few people play anymore. They just have recorded stuff.
They want to learn. They got time to learn. Why? Here's proof. Since guitar sales are up, if you go to the Fender website, they have a bunch of famous musicians giving motivational guitar advice for beginners. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mike Dirnt from Green Day, Keisha, Kesha, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
I'll tell you this about guitar if you've never played it. It is nowhere near as hard as you think it might be. But once you pick it up, for a lifetime, you will constantly pick up new tricks.
Here they all are on the Fender website.
When I first started playing bass, literally 2 weeks, 14 days after the first time I ever picked up a bass and started playing it, I was on stage at Gazzari's in Hollywood for the Battle of the Bands playing One Way Woman in Paradox. I was just ready to rock.
First thing I tried to play on guitar, somebody tried to show me something really simple. And it was actually really difficult for me. Everyone's a beginner at some point.
My hands were getting cramped, and it was hard. But then my guitar became my best friend, especially in high school.
If you're taking lessons, be sure and tell the instructor, I want to learn what I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's Billy.
From there you go.
You get better at things by doing them more. So you'll be maybe a beginner, but you'll get better. I guarantee it.
See, there are simple things that you can do almost immediately. Now, I taught my daughter. Now, she's a pretty good guitar player. Mm-hmm. But the way that she learned, and I'll never forget it, it was on a New Year's Eve. And I sat down with her, and she liked, Green Day and Avenged Sevenfold. And once I was able to show her how to play something that she recognized from a record, you know what she said to me?
What?
Dad, it can't be this easy. I mean, it's not like she had mastered it, but she always thought it was unattainable to be able to play something right, like what she'd heard. And once she did that, it motivated her to learn more. And it's like, it was the same thing with me. Once I was able to play a couple of AC/DC chords, I'm like, this is doable.
You ever see those people that are afraid of mice? Then there's the ones that try to be cool about it.
Well, yeah, don't most people jump up on a table and scream?
Well, one woman thought she was better than that. A woman realized that there was a mouse hanging out in her car.
I hate Mises to pieces.
Yeah. And she thought, oh, well, I'm going to start recording this. Now I'm here in my car and there's a mouse.
And she's cool.
Until the mouse fell on her and all bets are off.
Right, when there's just a mouse hanging in my car. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! It's literally... Oh my God.
I think we might need to save that. Let me see. Junior, ready for a good clean cut?
He's eating.
What? Are you?
He's not available.
Are you available? Are you available?
No, he's not. He's taking a break.
Are you available?
He's taking a break, Stan.
What's he eating?
I don't know, but he's not available. I mean, he can't be on call 24/7 for 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Yeah, roll it.
Wow. Here you go. Here you go.
Right, when there's just a mouse hanging in my car. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! It's literally...
There you go. Use that.
I hate you, Claire's.
Yeah.
If you ever need a double bomb, there you go.
A double hit.
Hey, what were you eating there, Junior?
I was eating Lunchables.
Adult Lunchables.
No, I'm eating the kids' ones today.
Do you think I should change his life?
Sure.
Right now?
Yeah.
Your life will never be the same, Junior.
Yeah, hit me.
All right, I'm coming in.
Yeah, here, put the music back there, and I'll... He's got something for you.
What's he doing?
Got something very special for you.
What is it?
Haney's now making his way to the other room, into the... Yeah, you see what he gave you?
Pixie sticks?
Yeah. Not just any pixie stick. Mexican pixie sticks.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Give it a try. You gotta shoot it.
Oh, I've had these before.
You haven't.
Pixie sticks?
What's the difference? It's just sugar.
You know what? That's like when people go, you know what, Stan and Haney, it's just a radio show. What's the difference?
Yeah.
And then we have to explain what the Stan and Haney difference is.
Yeah. You see, so many things in America are made with corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, Mexican stuff, the real thing.
Yeah. Heavy cane sugar.
Yeah.
Okay, after I'm done with my lunch bowl.
No, I want you to do it right now. We've stopped the show so that you can experience this.
You want me to shoot this now?
Yes.
Yeah, do you need me to open it for you?
No, let me shake it up a little bit.
Do you have a flavor? What flavor is it?
Blue. It's blue.
That's Maui Punch. I selected it at random.
There we go.
Oh, he's shooting it.
Down the hatch. There we go. That a boy.
You know how kids love those.
Yeah, the kids love them.
What do you think, brah?
Yeah, it's all right.
First one's free.
You wouldn't mind another one, would you?
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, got him.
I wouldn't call this woman racist, although this is the way the story was labeled.
But that's you, would most people.
This woman is a certifiable nut. And if you know anything about the person she references, she could be right. Now, let me set this up for you.
Is this a case of a blind hog finding an acorn?
No, they say a racist woman. I'm going to say a crazy woman.
They throw that word around way too much.
Because she did use the N-word, which is beeped out, but I looked at the staff of this store. There wasn't anybody of color.
Mm-hmm.
They were all Caucasian. And she goes well beyond. She just used that as a hot word to throw out. She's not racist. She's an effing nut.
She just listens to rap music.
A woman in Missouri flipped out at a Taco Bell the other day. She said, why did she flip out? Because their prices are too damn high. Taco Bell.
Now, I could see if she was complaining about the death of the Mexican pizza and the exiling of the Enchirito.
She trashed the place, threatened to get her husband. Then on her way out, and I don't disbelieve her, she claimed that she's the daughter of Charles Manson.
That's
plausible.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie got around.
Yeah, here you go.
Watch me. I'm bringing my husband in here. I'm Charlie Manson's daughter. I'll take you out.
Yeah, quite possible. She's just a plain nut. Oh, this is pretty cool.
Stan, would you like a Mexican pixie stick?
No, thank you. I'm off the stuff. After years away from anything to do with movies, television, anything, Rick Moranis returned to do a Mint Mobile commercial with Ryan Reynolds.
And we love Rick Moranis.
Ryan Reynolds said everyone on the set was completely starstruck, including me. Here's the commercial where Rick Moranis, years away from any kind of camera, on-camera stuff. Here you go.
It's hard to believe that Mint Mobile has gone so long without an unlimited plan. So to introduce it, we brought in an actor we've all gone too long without. Rick Moranis.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to say something about Mint?
No, that would have been smart. But no, it's $30, it's unlimited, it'll do just fine.
Sounds good. I really got to get a phone. So why am I here?
I'm just a huge fan.
Oh, stop it. Come on,
no,
stop it.
Seriously, massive.
That's it?
That's it.
See ya.
Hi, Rick Moranis.
He's aged. He's aged a little bit.
Can you briefly inform those that may not know why Rick Moranis left Hollywood?
Why did he leave Hollywood? I just thought he had enough of it. He wasn't going outside anymore.
His kids needed him.
Oh, good for him. Well, he's back.
His wife passed away.
That's right. That's right.
And he said, nah, I'm not doing any more movies. Man. My kids need me.
Yep.
Sorry.
Sorry to you, Mark Haney. Drew Barrymore said, no way. She's never, ever, ever marrying again.
I've said that, too.
Never, never, never. I will never get married again. And I also believe people should not say the word never. And I will never, with a capital N-E-V-E-R, never get married. It's like I have two options. Cut it. This has not worked. Or be Elizabeth Taylor. And I have too many more to go. And I never want to be entwined with someone like that again, ever.
Junior, call Drew. It's time. It's inevitable. I mean, it's destiny. You've known this for years.
Yes. You are a big fan of the Karate Kid.
I think that Ralph Macchio is a criminally underrated actor.
Mr. Miyagi? Pat Morita?
Mm-hmm. Arnold from Happy Days?
The producers of the Karate Kid didn't want Pat Morita to play Mr. Miyagi. And here's a little story by Ralph Macchio on how
the great
Ralph how they Macchio. Got Pat Morita to do the Karate Kid.
I was cast early on, and then it was all about who was going to play Mr. Miyagi. They were talking about Toshirô Mifune, the great Japanese actor who didn't speak any English, so that would have been a challenge. But all of a sudden, Arnold from Happy Days shows up on videotape in Pat Morita, and the studio did not want him. The producer did not want him. I was like, Arnold from Happy Days? You know, but John Avildsen was like, I read him, and he said, I've read you, and I'm putting you guys in a room together. And we, Pat Morita and I, got in a room together and just grabbed the pages, started reading, and it was effortless.
Yeah.
That magic that happened on the screen happened the first day we picked up the pages. He had Miyagi in his skin and his mind and his consciousness, and I, for whatever the reason, had the yin to that yang, the balance, literally the balance. Did I say it?
There you go. The rest is history.
Okay, you're really getting at me today. Why haven't we had Ralph Macchio on this show?
He's impossible to get a hold of.
I've tried. I know you have.
And what do they say to you?
I just can't get a contact.
All right.
All the contacts I've found are like 15 years old.
What about Drew?
Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
I see what I can do.
Yep. Tell Haney's single. You're single.
And
I'm never getting married either, so I'm right there with her.
Well, don't.
What does this have to do with you?
Yeah, why are you C-blocking him?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry.
No, Drew and I have had this thing going on, yes, where we're always with other people, and this is the first time we've both been unattacked.
Right, right.
Gotta talk about this. It's, you know, kind of affects us because we've had the band and the gang on the show. Jungle Boogie. Cool and the Gang co-founder Ronald Bell passed away yesterday. He was 68. He was the brother of Robert Cool Bell. Ronald helped write some of the band's biggest songs: Celebration, Ladies Night, Jungle Boogie. 68 years old. And people don't realize that Cool and the Gang, oh, yeah, I remember.
You weren't talking about staying power.
I remember them in the 70s. They go way back. They've been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Grab Bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll have the local beat for you. Apparently, a woman in Charlotte County thought it would be a good idea to leave
prisoner's stuff out in the yard and how she could sneak in and out without being detected until now.
What?
Details on the way. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Thursday afternoon. We're going to have the local beat for you in just a minute. Still to come on the show, we're going to give you a chance to win in about 25 minutes. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. Later on today, our question of the week, where you have the right answer. We'll open up the phones. You tell us your answer to our question of the week. Got to take care of something right now before we do the local beat.
And I know how to fix the NFL.
Thank you, Haney.
You're welcome.
Roger Goodell's waiting for your call.
Well, he's stupid. He won't listen to me. He's an idiot.
We have, and I have not talked about these things in a long time, and I've been derelict in my duties.
Oh, damn it, your feelings.
No, not my feelings. Although, seriously, I might start a podcast just called Stan's Feelings.
Oh, no.
But I'm not. I'm
going to tell you right now,
doing that.
You and I, we are not doing a podcast until we absolutely
have to. We have a Facebook page that Haney and I have had for a long time, probably going back 10, 12 years. We realized, hey, Facebook might be something. Since that time, I've always asked our audience to like our Facebook page.
And they did.
And they did, but then I stopped talking about it. Go to our Facebook page, which you can find if you go to stanandhaney.com. And it has a direct link to our Facebook page, which we'd like you to follow. Right now, according to Junior, we have 8,548 followers on our Facebook page, which is ridiculous.
It's the same number that we had in 2005.
I think so. So what I need you to do is go to the Stan and Haney Facebook page and like it so that you can follow up everything that Haney talks about on the news, pictures, videos, stories,
that's
local beat stuff you can find right there.
And you
there.
Know what? As much as we bitch about Junior, that's something he's very good
he's
about.
He's very good about it. So if Haney's talking about a story and we have the most ungodly mugshot of some 22-year-old woman that looks 60, you can easily find it right there on our Facebook
page. For instance, yesterday during the news, we have limited time, and there was a mugshot that we reacted to, and I said, oh, my God. And it was a 36-year-old woman. I said, oh, my God, that looks like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, it was.
And then, boom, we're done. You could go to our Facebook page if you want to see if you agree with that.
That was a woman that was pleasuring herself in the sex store.
Well, she went for a test drive.
Yeah, with something called the penetrator.
I thought it was the intruder.
Could have been. Or the pumper.
I thought it was the Big Mac.
But that's why. So we want you
I
to
thought
know,
it was dark and lovely.
We want you to know that you can follow us. Please go to our Facebook page, like it, follow it. And daily we have new stuff up there that you can check out. That I'd like you to do. I'd like to see the number go up from 8,548. I want to see. I'd like to see that.
50?
I'd like to see it go up 50.
No, 8,000. It's what now?
8,548.
So what if we could make it 8,550?
Oh, I want more than that. I want to see it maybe even go to 8,600 today.
I just try to keep it realistic.
Something like that.
I'm thinking we could get two people.
I think we can do better. What?
We already got two people.
All right.
All right.
It's starting right now.
See, we won. Take the victory, Stan.
Two. Go like
take
us.
A knee.
The other thing, I'm looking over Junior's shoulder through the glass at our giant map of the United States of America.
The world.
Next to it is a map of the world. And we have physical stick pins virtually across the country.
And I would like to say a special hello to our boys and girls in uniform in Guam.
Yeah, who listen?
We're big in Guam.
Yeah. Now, we have our Stan and Haney family here in Southwest Florida, but we know some of you have moved away, word of mouth, you've taken us with you. If you are listening to us across this great land of ours and the world, let us know via email, let us know via a text, where and how you're listening to us. We've got Southwest Florida covered.
We've got pretty much Southwest and Central South.
But the country is full of Stan and Haney listeners. Tell us how and where you're listening to us across this great land of ours.
I don't know what the...
And we'll give you your very own stick pin.
I don't know what the actual numbers are, but it looks to me, based on stick pins...
Yeah.
...that we have the high concentration in Florida, but then spread out about the country, it looks to be almost an equal number,
yeah.
But it's spread out.
And we got Canada, we've got Alaska... we've got, of course,
UK.
The UK.
I think we got one in North Korea.
Yep.
Thailand.
So, two things. Like our Facebook page, follow us so you can see everything that you're hearing.
What's that pin, Junior, that's right above South America?
And then.
I may have asked too much.
Yeah, I know. And then stick pin. Across this great land of ours, tell us where and how you're listening to us. As Junior is still learning to do some geography. And
yeah, I got it.
What is it?
It's Aruba.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Aruba.
And then it looks like we do pretty well all over Anglo-Saxony.
Yes, we do quite well there. So there you go.
Yep. From the Nordic... all the way down to the British Isles.
So we'd like to give you a stick pin.
And the coast of Brittany.
And we'd like you to like our Facebook page. Okay? Oh, we got one already. Stick pin. Listening in Orem, Utah. O-R-E-M. Orem, Utah. Listening via the app.
Look at Junior. He went straight to the map and went to Nevada.
Yep.
Good for him.
Orem, Utah. Welcome aboard.
Now, you may think I'm mocking him. No, he's very close.
Yes.
I went straight to Utah.
Okay, did you find Orem?
No.
Well, you got to bring up the spot on the computer, and then you can find it on the map. Let's
do this. You'll just find a latitude and longitude and measure it out.
Yeah, and you'll be able to put the stick pin right there in Orem, Utah. Thank you for listening, Utah. Let's do the local beat.
I don't get to tell you how to fix the NFL.
Yeah, well, you'll tell me in a little bit. Before we play the game, will you tell me how to fix the NFL?
I figured it out. All right, fine. Nobody listens to me.
Another stick pin. Blairsville, Georgia.
How about them dogs?
How about them? All right, local beat. This is a... And I chuckle when I teased this story coming up. Somebody said... Stan, introducing contraband into a correctional facility is a felony. Yeah, it is. A stick pin. Perryville, Arkansas. So you got three stick pins to put in there.
How about those Razorbacks,
how
huh?
How about them? this woman, and there's a mugshot to go with this, and I know Junior's... probably already posted it. Headline. And this is from, I believe, Wink News. Headline. Deputies. Woman left contraband items on prison grounds for inmates.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. A Northport woman was arrested on Tuesday after authorities say she trespassed onto state prison property to leave contraband for inmates. 22-year-old
so what's
Jessica
the idea?
Haller.
They go out there to pull weeds and find a present?
I would assume 22-year-old Jessica Haller faces multiple charges.
Awfully young to be involved
in
that.
Yeah, well, take a look at her. She's lived life and eats a lot of fat, greasy foods. Jessica Haller, at age 22, faces multiple charges after a five-month investigation. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office announced this this afternoon. Haller is accused of leaving items such as cell phones, lighters, drugs, cigarettes, and jewelry for inmates at the Charlotte Correctional Institution. Authorities say Haller would trespass onto the prison property through the wooded land surrounding the grounds, where she would leave the contraband. Charlotte County Sheriff's Office said Haller was connected to an inmate who was found with a smartphone.
Love you, baby.
Yeah. Detectives found messages and photos of items that were later found among the contraband. The contraband also included electrical tape, which the sheriff's office said is often utilized to make internal concealment easier.
Oh.
A process often referred to as body packing.
Oh, according to George Floyd, it's called hooping.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. This says body packing. Haller is facing several charges that include trafficking. Let's see if I can pronounce this long name. Phenothiamines.
What?
Pills and stuff.
Dope.
Yes. Introduction of a controlled substance into a state correctional institution. Criminal contempt to solicit or conspire. Drug paraphernalia. Transportation, possession of marijuana, included, and the introduction of a cell phone into a state correctional institution. Oh, there's more. Trafficking synthetic cannabis. That's that fake stuff that makes you go mad.
Why would you, if you're going to traffic, why would you traffic fake stuff?
Let's see. And
does she think that's going to get her in less trouble? Or?
And using two-way communication devices to facilitate a felony. She got popped with a felony. She has since bonded out of jail. Oh, more, Junior. Get your pen out. Get ready, because it's going to be taking a little while here.
Yeah, there's like 10 of them. I'm trying to keep up.
Did you find Orem, Utah?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Good job, buddy.
Stick pin.
You know he's got to make them by hand. And he's got 10 of them.
Skowhegan, Maine. Skowhegan.
You know where Maine is, don't you, buddy?
Skowhegan, Maine.
Yeah. Way up there. Good job.
All right, let's see what else we got. North Waterboro, Maine. Stick pin.
And that's where you want to live. You still on that kick where you want to move to Maine?
Yes, I am. Loganville, Georgia. Oh, look at this. Hello, I am Juan Ramos. I am listening from Venezuela, Valencia. Great show.
God bless you, Juan.
Yeah, look at this. Oh, and of course, hey, I'll take it. Hey, guys, I listened in Fort Lauderdale many years. I'm a truck driver on the East Coast, and you guys keep me sane here in traffic in Fort Lauderdale. So, yeah, Junior, you got your work cut out.
See, truckers got very good quality radio equipment and nice antennas so they can pick us up good.
Yeah, a good whip antenna.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win introduction of a couple of K-Rock products that we haven't had here in decades that I think you would might like to win. I'll tell you about them when we come back. Let's put it this way. Hey, everybody, you know, K-Rock t-shirts, Dan and Haney t-shirts. K-Rock is introducing a promotional item, which we will give you a chance to win if you answer correctly, that we haven't had as a giveaway in years.
I wonder if we could get that girl to introduce this stuff, promotional stuff, as contraband into jail.
That would be so cool. Have them all wearing K-Rock and Stan and Haney stuff in the jail.
Yeah.
Right on. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for tuning in on this Thursday afternoon. And I got to tell you right now, we got listeners texting us right now. Junior is so overwhelmed with the places and people listening to us around the world that he had to go find more stick pin flags.
Yeah, I heard the phrase, "This isn't fair," bandied about.
About isn't fair about what? Oh, what, having him do a little work? What? Here's another one. Just moved, listening on the app from Booter, Tennessee.
Booter?
Booter. I'm going to make sure that that's a real town. I told you off the air, I didn't know if I said it on the air, we have a listener listening to us right now, and I don't know how to pronounce the city. Signatella, Sicily, Go Navy, listening. And another one came in while we were away. Justin listening to us in Whitehall, Wisconsin.
Outstanding.
So they're pouring in. So Junior right now is in the sales office to fumbling around to see if they got any stickers so he can keep putting up the stick pins.
He's not used to this.
Again, and I'm going to say it right now. We only mentioned it one time. If you are listening to us outside of our Southwest Florida area, maybe you heard from a friend, maybe you took us with you when you moved, and you continue to listen to this show, tell us where you live now and how you're listening to us across this great world of ours.
And we love hearing from the United States Navy.
Yep. And Junior, I get any luck?
We're trying to locate some right now.
Okay, good. So you have assistance on that.
He's delegated.
That's what he should do.
There's this supply closet that's very unorganized.
Yeah.
And we're trying to locate some.
All right. Good deal.
Because there's more.
Are you caught up to Whitehall, Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay.
What about Sicily?
You got Sicily?
I got Sicily, too.
All right. And Venezuela?
Where's that one?
Scroll down.
That's our friend Juan.
From Venezuela.
Valencia, isn't it?
Yeah. You should see that one, too.
You need assistance? Can you locate Venezuela on a map? Or?
What's the name of the city?
Valencia.
In like Venezuela?
Yes.
Yeah.
Valencia?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
You see, okay. You type it in on the map, and then you can go and look on the big map where to stick the pin.
Yep.
Do you need assistance?
No. Thank you.
Would you like?
You know where that's located?
Would you like an intern?
You know what?
That'd
I think
great.
We need to get him a producer.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Would you like your own producer?
Yeah, I need a producer.
All right, let's give you a chance to win.
Am I ever?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, how you're going to fix the NFL. Sorry.
Why don't you take me seriously?
Because you saying how you're going to fix the NFL isn't going to fix the NFL. They're not going to take your tip.
How do you know?
I won't. I told you. Contact Goodell.
You want to put money on it?
Yeah, I'll put money on it.
Do you mean Valencia, Spain?
No.
Oh, for...
Dude, there's no Valencia, Venezuela. I can't find it.
Venezuela, if you're listening again...
Please send us the latitude and longitude.
Yeah, so tell us what it's near. So.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, my God.
much easier to condemn someone who's living in Venezuela and go, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Here's how to fix the NFL.
Okay.
Because I just saw something.
What's wrong with the NFL right now?
No fans.
Right. And some stadiums are having a limited number of fans, and it's COVID. No fans.
But I saw something that the Dolphins are doing that if they took it a step further, could totally fix the problem, and it would work in any stadium. The Dolphins are going to have 13,000 actual fans inside the stadium.
Correct.
But they've also opened up, you remember this summer at Dolphin Stadium, that they turned the parking lot into a drive-in movie theater.
Yes.
So they've got the giant screen out there already.
Yeah.
And they've announced that they're going to allow a certain number of people to come where you're in the parking lot outside the stadium watching the game on the big screen.
But I don't think they're allowing tailgating.
I don't know if they are.
I think that was the whole big deal.
Well, they're not allowing tailgating for the 13,000 that are going in, but there will be refreshments available for the people that are watching the whole game outside. Very simple. And what they're doing with this 75 decibels of constant noise will drive people crazy, the players.
Yeah, I know, and they're putting it in their ears.
Yeah, they need to do away with that. If people show up outside the stadium, all you have to do is put cameras and microphones on those fans as they're watching the game. The fans are watching the game. Now, on the big screens in the stadium, you show the fans and hear them through the big screens there.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Oh, my God. Did you just say that?
Not a bad idea. Did you get Waverly, Ohio? Waverly, Ohio.
Hold on. I'm stunned. Did you say not a bad idea?
No, that's not a bad idea. It gives a chance. People stay in their own spots. They get to party, cheer, and watch the game. And
in
they,
real time.
And the fans can they can hear the fans from the outside.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. But there are cities and stadiums that are not as open to fans as, say, state of Florida is. Where if you go up to New York, they're not as welcoming. The Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills sell out when it's below zero and snowing.
But it's COVID. Different world.
What? Look.
But I don't say it's a bad idea. I think that they should let a certain amount of fans in and let them have it out in the parking lot.
Picture this, Stan. This sums it up in one simple visual image. The Dolphins are on defense. It's third down. The network does a tight shot of a Dolphins linebacker who waves his arms.
And the fans in the parking lot. I understand.
And the fans in the parking lot are making noise.
Yeah. And the governor of New York doesn't like that idea. It's unsafe. So that's why different cities are doing different things. Jerry Jones says, damn it, there's going to be fans.
Based on the level of civil obedience in Rochester, I think the Bills fans would show up regardless.
Oh, they would. Yes. Let's give you a chance to win. Stan's what's on the list.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Amazing.
Years ago, K-Rock used to have the K-Rock baseball cap. They're back. We have a K-Rock black cap, which is like a nice cap to play golf in. They're made by the same company that makes a lot of golf caps when you're out playing golf.
They're nice.
They're nice. The other one is a gray K-Rock hat, almost like a mesh trucker's hat. We have Bam's Restaurant, we have Pewter Mug, and we have Twin Cuts. So, a black K-Rock hat, gray K-Rock trucker-style hat, Pewter Mug.
So, pick your color, pick your style.
Yep. Twin Cuts, Bam's Restaurant.
I want to trademark that, by the way. Pick your color, pick your style.
I have top 10 things on the board to this category. Recent survey was done. We, as Americans, as families, we try to stay in a budget. We make a certain amount on our paycheck, and we try to stay in a budget. But there are many temptations throughout our day that we break our budget. We spend too much here. We could save money there. How many times have you said, oh, if we only cut back on this, 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 and this, we'll save a ton of money and have money in the bank? Recent survey was done. Top 10 answers on the board. Things we overspend on that break our budget. Survey was done asking people, what are those little things that kind of push you over the top? If you just cut back on a few of these things, you'd be able to stay within budget. Name one of the things in the top 10 and we'll give you a prize, winner's choice, while they last. And time permitting, 277-9600. These are things when people were asked, what kind of breaks your budget? If you cut it out, you'd probably have more money at the end of the month. 277-9600. Top 10 answers. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Glenn in Naples.
Glenn in Naples. Something you could cut out that would help you from going over budget.
Fast food.
Fast food. Hold on, let me see.
Thank you.
Hold on, I'm gonna check on this.
Take your time.
Yeah, I am. Thank you for allowing
me. This is a very soothing caller for you.
How are you?
You know what? Fast food, and I'm trying to double check on this. Fast food is, I'm going to give it to you. Number five.
Thank you, Dan.
Buying lunch every day instead of packing your lunch. So you'd go out to a fast food place, a Burger King, what have you. And so you're going to save money if you just packed your lunch instead of going out and buying lunch.
That's right.
Oh, yes. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
Done. Hold on.
You know, I'd like to hire that guy just to accompany you wherever you go.
Yes. Yes. Kind of like a hype guy.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Stan. Take your time, Stan. Yeah. Everything's fine, yeah. Stan.
He did put me a little bit at ease.
It's unusual.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Alan.
Alan, we already have going out and buying lunch at the fast food restaurants, stopping off at the bistros where you could just bring your lunch. What's another thing that could save you money and not break your budget?
Well, I think more so now due to the virus, online shopping or...
Yeah, that's
online.
The number one thing, wow. By the way, number one.
What, online impulse buy?
Online shopping. Right. 40% people say it's impulse. They spend too much when they're shopping online. 40% say that. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
All right, that's the last pewter mug, but I'm going to give you that one. Hold on.
Awesome.
All right, pewter mug's done. We've got Bam's restaurant. We've got K-Rock hat, a great trucker-style K-Rock hat. Twin cuts.
Pick your color. Pick your style.
Yeah. The black one is like a golfer's cap. And I saw, because I have one, it's like the same brand that my regular golf caps are. The other one, the gray one, like a trucker mesh hat. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, what do you think's on this list? Something that if we just cut out of our everyday use, we could wind up saving money.
I'm going to say morning coffee, Starbucks.
You better believe it. Number seven on the board, going out and grabbing that coffee. What would you like? I got Bam's restaurant, black K-Rock hat, gray K-Rock hat, twin cuts.
Pick my color and pick my style. I'm going to go with the black.
Yeah, that's a nice golf hat, the black K-Rock hat. Hold on, buddy.
I told you that was catchy. Pick your color. Pick your style.
When I saw those hats come in, and I'm saying, because, you've seen a cheapo hat.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't. These are nice hats.
They're quality.
Yeah.
It's something you'd actually wear.
And we haven't had a K-Rock hat in decades.
And when we did, they were crap. And these are good.
Yeah, these are good ones. Embroidered logo on them, not a sticker or glue gunned.
Like you said, it's one that you would actually buy.
Yep. 2779600.
Remember, pick your color, pick your style.
Yeah. Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Doing good.
All right. These are things that, bust our budget. We have online shopping and then the impulse buying. We have going out to lunch every day for the fast food or the bistro food. Making sure we grab a coffee at the coffee shop every single day. And if we just save that money, we'd have a bunch. There's more on here. What do you think?
In-app purchases for mobile gaming on your cell phone.
App purchasing from your cell phone. Let me see if I can do this.
It should be there.
Well, hold
on. Like for your games, when you buy coins and stuff.
Yeah, hold on. I'd be stretching it here.
People do that.
But I'm just... I can't give it to you. I can't. Unfortunately, I can't. Now, think about, you're saying buying, the coins for your games on your phone and all that stuff. And yeah, I understand that. Think about all the stuff you play on those games on. There's the difference. And I was weighing it back and forth. Because that's more specific. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Todd.
Todd, we got online shopping. We got buying lunch every day at a fast food restaurant. We got going to the Starbucks or coffee shop every day. Really busts our budget. What else can we do to save some money?
Stop drinking the fancy water.
Fancy bottled water. Not on the top 10. Not on the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Tyson.
Hey, Tyson.
Hey, Tyson. How old are you, Tyson?
10.
Your dad, mom or dad with you?
Yes.
All right, and are you thinking this one up on your own?
Yeah.
All right, what do you think's there?
Alcohol.
not on the list.
Good guess, Tyson.
Good job, Tyson, but not there. I'll take one more, and then I'll go over the rest of the list. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Jamie.
Jamie, you're our last one. Name something on the list. What do you think's on there?
Quit smoking.
Believe it or not, because I think so few do, smoking's not on there. I'll tell you, it saved Haney and I thousands.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like getting a raise. here they are. Here's the list. 3 out of the 10 were gotten. The average American overspends by, they say, on average, $143 a week. That's according to a recent poll, or just over $7,400 a year. In a recent survey, they were asked, what could you cut out to keep you within budget? Take down that $143 a week. Here's what the top 10 were. Number 10, entertainment, going out to movies, concert events. Just going out and...
Well, that's not too difficult these days.
Right. Number 9. The gym membership you don't use that you pay monthly on. Say, well, count it out. Number 8. Haney and I utilize this. We like it, and it is part of our budgeting. Food delivery. I think they're referring to is like pizza delivery and all that stuff. But Haney and I do have our meals delivered.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you get yours?
Supposed to come today because it was delayed because of the holiday.
Yeah. Well, normally when that happens, it shows up in the morning.
Really? No.
Mine wasn't in the morning.
Mine wasn't either.
Number seven.
I'm very nervous.
Going to the coffee shops. Number six, household essentials. You know, little things and little countertop stuff that you want that makes cutting your vegetables easier. Number five, going out and buying lunch every day instead of packing lunch. I couldn't give it to the lady that called up and was talking about spending money on your phone games. Gadgets in general. Well, you got to get the new phone. You got to get the new tablet. You got to get the new earbuds, where the corded ones work just fine. Number three, subscription services. Your movie channels, your streaming services, like your Netflix and things like that. Number two, groceries in general. Going out, buying groceries, getting what you need versus what would be a nice treat to bring home. And then number one, online shopping. That's by far the biggest one, because going online, you tend to binge buy and spend way too much. And if you cut out some of this stuff, it could save you $7,400 a year.
Now, you talk about gadgets and games.
Yeah.
New consoles are coming out. There's going to be a new Xbox and a new PlayStation. And I think Microsoft has done something brilliant. They're the first that I've seen that's announced when the new one will be available and what the price point is.
Uh-huh.
They have announced a plan for financing, which is brilliant on their part.
Financing.
Because the new top-of-the-line Xbox is going to run about $499.
Jeez.
And they realize that people are going to look at that and go, ouch. So as part of their initial sales, they're offering to finance the box plus give you access to their cloud game library, $34.99 a month for 2 years. That includes your box and a ton of games. I think that's smart marketing.
They still make Super Nintendo?
No, they make another Nintendo.
Binghamton, New York. Binghamton, New York.
Already got it.
Good job. Sure, I got. Mayfield, New York. Got that one?
Got that one.
All right. All right, so you're up to date. We're going to take a break. First look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Earlier today, I asked you to like our Facebook page, because I haven't been promoting the Facebook page.
Haven't been promoting anything.
No. And I'm telling you, by going to the Stan and Haney Facebook page and liking it, you can go on there and see all the pictures that we look at during Haney's news, a little local stories, the local beat, all of that stuff.
And as I was saying, you know, as much as we hammer Junior, he updates that thing religiously.
Yeah, he does. And so far, in just mentioning it one time, we've added 30 more likes, but that's not enough. Go to the Stan and Haney Facebook page. If you don't know where the Facebook page is to like it and make it part of your everyday thing, go to stanandhaney.com. It's got a link right to the official Stan and Haney Facebook page. None of this Marvin stuff. Okay? None of that. We're bypassing Marvin. Go to our official Stan and Haney Facebook page.
And he's been taking passive-aggressive measures.
Oh, he has been since he started working here.
But ever since we pointed out that our online presence was basically all about Marvin.
Yeah.
He's taken measures against us.
Yeah, and going at the weak underbelly with Junior.
Yeah. What is it he's doing where we used to have pictures by our podcast, now he just puts a logo?
Now it's just a logo, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Look.
Bare minimum.
This is why I'm trying to go so you can do a reach around.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, go right to our Facebook page. Like it. We've gotten 30 more likes.
You're trying
today.
To do what?
A reach around. A back door. You bypass all that official stuff and go to us. We're the official Stan and Haney Facebook.
And when you do that, you're executing a reach around through the back door.
Back door reach around. Isn't that how they say it? I don't know. You know? What's the, like, in a computer program where you can go through the back door? What is that? What do they call that? What?
Hacking?
Not a hack!
No, that could be like a Trojan.
Yeah, like a Trojan. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. By the way, in about 25 minutes, our question of the week. All right, we got a few things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. 18,000 block of Three Oaks Parkway, right by Three Oaks Middle School. Lehigh Acres crash, Lee Boulevard and Gunnery Road North. There was one there yesterday, too, as a matter of fact. Estero crash, South Tamiami Trail and Estero Parkway. And in Bonita, got a crash, Imperial Parkway and Dean Street. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's going to tell you right now. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
You know what's back?
What's back?
The NFL.
The National Football League is the NFL.
I was told that's how you have to do it.
Yeah.
Stan did a story on the grab bag earlier this week about a real-life Willy Wonka scenario.
Yeah.
It turns out there's a lot more to that story and a bit of disinformation going
really?
On.
Really? In a good way or bad way?
Doesn't affect me either way.
Right,
but
because you don't want your own candy factory.
Yeah, certain people are mad.
Yeah. Have you offered Junior another Mexican pixie stick?
I did, but he didn't want one.
I'll take another.
Okay, hold on.
Go ahead.
Kind of craving it now.
Do you want a specific flavor?
I like the blue.
Give him something else. What
we
else?
Have grape, Maui punch, cherry, and orange.
Yeah, I'll try the cherry.
Yeah, right. Give him a little zipperoo. Yeah, come on over here, Junior.
I think would that be red?
What, the cherry? Yes, that would be my guess that's...
There you go, Junior.
Yeah, down the hatch.
This is a sad story to me. When I say the name Karen, what do you think of?
Oh, the label that they put on the big whiner loudmouths.
You know what I think of?
What?
My friend. My friend Karen.
Yeah?
I don't like that Karen all of a sudden has a negative connotation.
Should we give it a different name?
Well, it has taken its toll. Karen, for years, has been a popular name for girls.
Sure has been.
We'll tell you how far it's fallen because of this nonsense.
Oh, shame.
And finally, move along. Nothing to see here, folks. A topless woman is busted for public intoxication when she's caught chewing on a miniature horse's mane. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
Somebody hit the floor.
4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Can you do that thing again, Stan?
What, the National Football League?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. This is how you're supposed to do it. This is how they tell you in NFL school. The National Football League is the NFL.
Season opener tonight, folks. Chiefs versus Texans.
That's right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd be surprised to know about the
NFL.
Tom Brady actually has it written into his contract that he's allowed to cheat.
Yep.
The outer shell of an NFL helmet is made from molded polycarbonate.
Oh, yeah.
As is Jerry Jones' face.
Look at this, y'all.
A little-known, obscure rule that goes back to the founding of the league that you don't see invoked very much. If a team wins legitimately by more than 50 points, players are allowed to nail the other team's wives.
It is man.
The most popular way to watch NFL games is in a sports bar. Why?
Why?
Because Joe Buck is on mute.
Couldn't agree more. Nothing like his daddy.
John Madden once orgasmed calling a Brett Favre touchdown.
First of all, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Madden used to love Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm. This year's Madden video game decided to make Colin Kaepernick a playable character this year. After racking their brain for the most fun way to infuriate your grandpa.
Yeah.
The Browns mascot is a Labrador retriever called Chomps.
Huh.
On game days, it plays with the referee's seeing eye dogs.
Go lie down.
Cheerleaders get paid less than $100 a game. Mm-hmm. Except in New England, they can make a little extra. Tom Brady was picked by the Montreal Expos to play baseball.
Ah.
And your wife to bang in her fantasies.
You guys are doing good.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Come down later for moose soup.
Incidentally, I read Peter King's weekly column.
Yeah.
And this is a true story. 1979. The City of Los Angeles High School Baseball Championships had Daryl Strawberry on the mound for one team, and the other team's starter didn't do well, and the coach made a dramatic decision and pulled the pitcher early in the game and replaced him with the third baseman who hadn't pitched in months.
Who was that?
Just had a hunch.
Who was he?
John Elway.
Wow.
Elway came into the game.
He got drafted by Major League.
Elway came into the game with Strawberry's team leading 3-1. Elway's team ended up winning like 10-4. And Strawberry never forgot it.
Well, they obviously he spent most of his career in Major League Baseball not pitching.
Well, that's the way to cash a check.
Yeah. Better hitter and outfielder.
And finally, I guess he was great all around in high school. They were scared to pitch to him. And finally, the very top thing you'd be surprised to know about the NFL.
Yes.
On November 13th, 1994, Bill Belichick exhibited the hint of a smile. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just got my hair.
Stop it. No more. I can't.
Oh, God.
I can't.
Just very quick.
Oh, God.
One email.
That was horrible.
And I like it this way. The email. This is from Brian. Heard you guys talking about stick pins. I was a listener of your show for 10 years when I lived in Bonita. I now make my home in Richmond, Virginia, and I'm listening right now on the iHeart app.
How about that? Home
Thanks,
of the
guys.
Confederacy.
Stickpin, Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia. When we come back, we will pose to you our question of the week. You have the right answer because it's your answer. It's not a yes or no answer. It'll trigger something in your head. And I bet you all three of us in this room, it's going to trigger something. We'll do it next. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
America is on the go from Maine to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney.
As a traveling companion.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us on a Thursday afternoon, a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. And we told you earlier, Al Beck has been on vacation. And tonight and tomorrow night, filling in for Al Beck, Jeff Zito. Jeff Zito's going to be sitting in tonight and tomorrow night.
Wonder if he'll have anything to say.
Maybe. He might.
He's a shy, retiring man.
Isn't he, though? Let me ask you, is there something wrong? Do you notice something wrong with my eye? It's probably now because I've been digging at it. The operations manager, Mr. Mother, came in and said, what's the matter with your eye?
Which eye?
This one. Does it look normal?
Now that I'm looking at
Well, I've been rubbing at it.
I wouldn't have noticed it, but now that you bring it up.
What's it doing?
It looks a little off.
Thank you.
But I don't think people would notice that.
Well, he evidently spotted it.
You know, he's into hip hop. He knows what to look for.
Yeah, he knows.
It's like you. You
I'm
always
rubbing at it, and
you're one of the few people I know that can always tell if somebody's on drugs.
I can spot it. Well, that's years of recognizing it from the time I was a child. Question of the week.
Because I'll look at somebody and I'll say, no, they're not doing anything. And Stan will go, trust me, they're on drugs.
Are. And then it later turns out they were.
Yep. The whole time.
Yep. It's Thursday. We're going to pose our question of the week. Phones are on lockdown right now until I finish the question. We'll do some traffic, let you think about your answer. You've got an answer. And then we'll send it around the horn in here and then take your phone calls, 277-9600. So let's do the question of the week. We'll do some traffic and then take your phone calls. Our question of the week. Haney and I have been lucky being in the business that we're in, so I actually had to think of something that didn't pertain to our work. But throughout your life, have you ever made your way into an event, a concert, a show, a party, a sporting event without being invited or holding a ticket? Have you ever crashed something? Made your way in to an event, a concert, a show, a party, a sporting event? You weren't on any guest list. You didn't have a ticket for the event, but you were there. One way or the other, you got yourself in. 277-9600, our question of the week. Have you ever made your way into an event, a concert, a show, a sporting event, a party, a wedding, without being invited or holding a ticket for that event? 277-9600. Let's do some traffic and we'll take your phone calls. Everybody's got a story where they got in somewhere where they weren't supposed to be. 277-9600. All right, we got a few things on the board. Let's start in Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle, I-75 southbound at mile marker 135. Also Fort Myers, crash, Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive. Fort Myers, crash, the 6900 block of Daniels Parkway at Daniels Crossing. Lehigh Acres, crash, Ida Avenue South and 23rd Street Southwest. And in Estero, it's a crash, I-75 northbound at mile marker 123. And you are up to date. Always have a story about some place you got into that you were a part of that you weren't supposed to be there. Our question of the week. Have you ever made your way into an event? A concert, a show, a sporting event, party, wedding, without being invited or holding a ticket? Now, Haney and I have been able to see a lot of things that we probably weren't supposed to be there for. Concert rehearsals. I still remember we were at the casino where we snuck in the back when Al Jardine of the Beach Boys was performing and we were the only ones there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to be seeing this.
It just happened upon it.
For me, outside of the business I was in, a little kid can get a lot of places, too. And it was 1973. I was 11. Boston Garden. Los Angeles Lakers and Boston Celtics. I'm sitting in my seat with my dad and Al Dole. And my dad tells me, go on down into the tunnel where the players go to their locker rooms at halftime. See if you can meet any of the players coming in. I got out of my seat, walked down the steps, walked into the tunnel. Nobody stopped me. I was right by the locker room doors as Wilt Chamberlain walks by me. Jerry West walks by me. Going in the other direction, John Havlicek walking by me. Dave Cowens. And here's an 11-year-old sitting there. There's all media in there. But I'm just a little kid by myself. And, you know, holding out the hand, seeing if they're going to go and give you five. And I still remember Wilt Chamberlain was the largest man I ever saw in my life. You cannot, not since you and I saw Magic Johnson at the De La Hoya fight, have I seen anybody occupy more space than Wilt Chamberlain did. He was massive.
What about Big Show?
I'd put him on that list, too.
What about you, Haney? You were up to no good when you were a Ute. You ever made your way into an event, concert, show, sporting event, party, where you shouldn't have been there, but yeah, you went in anyway.
Well, that's argue. I mean, it's arguable that everywhere I went for many years, I had no business being there. Along the lines that you're talking, only one thing comes to mind. The Brevard County Fair.
Sure, that was a huge thing.
And me and some buddies went to the fair, but we didn't have a lot of money. And there was a concert going on, but we didn't have the money to get in. We wanted to go, but we decided ahead of time, we don't have that much money. If we buy tickets for the concert, too, then we won't be able to buy beer. Easy decision. So we got our beer, and we realized there was a certain spot that you could get to where you could see the show. And so we're enjoying our beer while enjoying a complimentary performance by the Money Man, Eddie Money.
Right on. Hey, gang.
Because we got there late because it was like, we're not going to make the show anyway. We'll take our time. And just as soon as we found that spot, we're looking right at him, unobstructed view, and he was doing shaking.
Right on.
We felt like, you know, we got value that day.
Yeah, darn right. Junior, you've been places you shouldn't be.
I actually don't have an answer for this.
All right, let's go to our callers because we got a full phone
bank.
Thank
you, Junior.
Thank you, Junior. I'll remember that the next time you want to participate.
Well, he doesn't want to admit it.
Right.
It's too recent.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Justin.
Hey, Jeff. Have you ever made your way into an event, concert, ball game, party, wedding? You didn't hold a ticket, nor were you invited.
Do you guys remember years ago when Hammond Stadium was surrounded by nothing but cow pastures?
Yes, sir. We did events back then, too.
Yep.
When I was a little kid, I didn't know we were sneaking in and breaking the rules, but my mom and dad used to sneak us through the cow pastures following the fence line, and so there was a little back door back there. We used to go watch games all the time that way.
Oh, yeah. And back in the day, if you were a kid, and I remember kids doing this at Hammond Stadium before it was all built up and fenced in and closed in, the kids used to wait up by the roadway for the home run balls, because they used to go, and if they made it out of the park, they would just go out into the ground outside the park alongside the road, and they used to go and cherry pick baseballs that were hit out of the park. Oh, yeah. Remember that very well. And I've got pictures of us doing stuff there where there's nothing around Hammond Stadium but fields with cows.
Oh, yeah. The first time I played there, there was nothing there.
Nothing. 277-9600. You ever make your way into something where you didn't have the ticket? You didn't have an invite? You just went in and had yourself a little entertainment, a little fun? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Louie.
Louie, tell us your story.
Before I begin, big shout out to Captain Lazaro, honorable man.
Absolutely.
And the work he does with you guys.
Yes,
and
sir.
And so here's my story. This is mid-70s, St. John's Arena on the Ohio State University campus. Boston was playing, and we didn't have tickets, but we wanted to go. So we went to the event, and we saw a window open on the second floor. So we're trying to climb up on this, pole that gets us up to this window, and this cop comes up and he says, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And so we came clean and go, "Oh, we're trying to get in to see the concert. We're big Boston fans, but we weren't able to get a ticket." So he says, "Follow me." And we didn't know what was going on, whether he was going to arrest us or what. Next, you know, he walks about 20 steps, opens the door, and goes, "Have a good time, fellas." And he lets us in.
Awesome.
That's a great story.
That's great. 277-9600.
Sneaking. It's amazing what happens when you're honest and you treat people with respect.
Sneak into something, didn't have a ticket for something, didn't have an invite. Wedding, sporting event, party, concert.
Oh, somewhere you weren't supposed to be.
Somewhere you weren't supposed to be. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Fred. What's going on?
Hey, Fred. How are you, brother?
All right. Listen, back in 1970, Frankfurt, Germany, Jethro Tull was playing. It was a sold-out concert. My buddy and I, we climbed the fence. We went on. We had went up on the roof, and where the bands would come in and fly in their helicopters and swoop down and get in, we were able to get into the trap door and got some badges and took off our shirts, put a staff shirt on and a badge, and walked right out to 5 feet away from Jethro Tull.
Now, look at that, Stan. That physical training paid off, and those soldiers showed a lot of initiative right there.
Can do.
Yep.
Great story. Great story. 277-9600 if you'd like to answer our question of the week. We've all snuck into something. We all, figured out a way. We didn't have a ticket. We didn't have an invite. Could be a sporting event. Could be a concert. Could be a show. Could be anything. Just a party, a wedding that you weren't supposed to be in and enjoyed the beautiful meal.
The weird thing with us is most of the places we didn't belong, we actually were invited.
I know that. We were supposed to be there and we were kicked out. That's a fact. During our professional career.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600.
Well, just thinking about things like you ending up in Wayne Newton's dressing room.
Yes. Oh, you want me to go three first? All right. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, you know exactly who this is.
Ah, hey, Alex, how are you?
I'll tell you what.
You know what, Alex? Before you get started, we made the mistake and we realized today that we had to plug. Do you want to plug? Because you never do.
Yeah.
Well, we can get to that. I was just going to answer your question of the week first.
Okay.
About 20 years ago, Joe Rogan and I took about 5 hits of acid, and we took a trip up to the Northern California, the Redwoods, and we snuck into Bohemian Grove and saw the cremation of care.
Now, is it true, Alex, that whole thing is narrated by Walter Cronkite?
It's interesting because they had a tape of that. I went back to date, and I found the tape of it, and it was, yes, it was, it did. WC on it. I don't know if it was WC Beal or Walter Cronkite, but it sounded more like Walter Cronkite to me.
All right, you want to plug anything?
Oh, absolutely. We got the ultimate turmeric combo pack for $79.90 right now. We have the pure turmeric extract. You're definitely going to need that, especially in these times with the fake COVID going around here. We got the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival X2, okay? You got the Vasopi. Who doesn't need Vasopeat in their lives? Of course, we have the Super Male Vitality. We got free shipping till the end of September. Remember, tomorrow, you stick it to the globalists tomorrow because we know what they did, okay? It's the 19th anniversary. If you can hear my voice, you are the resistance!
277-9600.
Great American there.
Great American. Ahoy, who's this?
Sully here from Sparrow.
Hey, Sully, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. I got one that's not so glamorous, but it was concerning seeking higher education.
Okay.
Back in the day, 1969-70, you had to do a physical registration for your classes.
Uh-huh.
And they would let the seniors in first, then the juniors, then the sophomores, then the freshmen. And by the time you got in there as a freshman, everything was picked over. So what I used to do is sneak through the exit, get in, grab all the classes I needed, exit the exit, and go in when I was supposed to, and I got everything I wanted.
And you got the classes you wanted?
Yep.
That's just being smart.
That's smart. Yep. You should have graduated early. See ya, buddy. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian from Mayfield, New York.
Brian from Mayfield, New York. I saw your text. We got a stick pin for you, buddy.
Thank you. I've been snowbirding and listening for 10 years.
God bless you.
I miss Southwest Florida.
Well,
hope to be back soon.
All right, brother. Do you have a story?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I jumped the fence in Saratoga Performing Arts Center and for a Grateful Dead show.
Nice.
All right. 277-9600. Our question of the week: have you ever made your way into an event, a concert, a show, a ball game, a party, without being invited or holding a ticket? In other words, you crashed. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy.
This is Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Long time listener, first time caller.
All right, buddy. Do you have a story for us?
I do. When I was in college back in the early 90s at USF, I used to work for Pizza Hut. And they would have a little spot in the Sun Dome for concerts. I told my boss, hey, listen, I'll work for free just so I can get in there and see a show. So for the opening act, I would have my Pizza Hut shirt on, go beneath all the bleachers, deliver pizzas to the different corners of the Sun Dome. Then I would get to see shows. I saw Aerosmith, U2, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi. It was fantastic.
That's great.
The power of the pizza.
Yep, the power of the pizza. 277-9600. Got time for a few more phone calls. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. This is Dave from Punta Gorda.
Hey, Dave. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. How about yourselves? I'm glad to hear health is back to good.
We're on the mend. On the mend. A lot of antibiotics in me now, though, buddy. But I'm okay. You got a story for us?
Oh, absolutely. Back in the 80s, I used to drive a taxi cab over in Daytona Beach.
My hometown?
One of the fares happened to have a camper inside the infield at the Daytona 500 Speedway race, and they let me, my cab, and the fare into the infield to drop off the fare, and I couldn't leave because I was getting so many requests on the infield for people going one end to the other in the infield.
So you got to stay there for the race.
Yep, got to see the whole thing. Well, it was the night before the race. But I got to drive around in the infield all night long. It was hysterical.
What year was this?
Oh, it was mid-80s.
I don't know. Could it have been a petty year?
Well, he won the firecracker in the 80s.
Yeah, I know. 84.
It might have been. At that time, I wasn't into racing. I was into flying. Embry-Riddle was there.
Well, let me tell you something. You go into that infield, and you might not have been into NASCAR racing. Did it blow your mind, the noise, the smell of gas, and the speed?
Are you kidding me? It was unbelievable. Actually, it was more of the mood in the infield than all these campers and all these people partying.
Well, they're
partying.
That's unbelievable. That's what they did. They partied there. 277.
And, you know, you bring that up, Stan. I lived on the beach side in Daytona. And you could hear the race clear as day.
Oh, yeah.
Miles away.
Ask people up in Tampa when they have the Grand Prix of Tampa through the streets. I was going to a Rays game while the Grand Prix was going on. And you could hear those engines all over the place. It was wild. One more. Ahoy, who's this?
Andy, hi.
Andy, how are you? You got an answer to our question of the week?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Queens, the old Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
Besides sneaking at the Jet games, the roller derby.
Nice.
Yes.
I swear, the women roller derby, that was so hot back then in like 73, 72. Oh, yep. My God. It was.
Right on. You know, Shea Stadium back in those days, there was a lot of places in Shea Stadium you could sneak in.
Oh, yeah, we used to sneak in and see Joe Namath throw touchdowns to Eddie Bell.
If you would like to answer our question of the week, email us, ahoy@stanandhaney.com. ahoy@stanandhaney.com. We're going to take a break. Mark Haney and the News is next.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney and the News coming up here in just a moment. Also, a reminder for you. Yeah, I'm kind of excited about this. Filling in for Al Beck tonight and tomorrow night, our good friend Jeff Zito. Going to be sitting in, taking you through your Thursday and Friday evenings.
I'm sure it'll be very quiet.
Yeah. In a true Jeff Zito kind of way.
Yeah, Jeff Zito, he's known for his workmanlike attitude, let the music do the talking.
Yeah, I see, he's always been that way. Let's get you updated.
Not like he's got any scores to settle or anything. Like
right. I think he left Fort Myers on good terms.
Oh, with the people in this building, maybe.
Yeah. Let's...
you got to know your audience,
we'll
Stan.
Hear what Jeff Zito has to say after 6. But great to have him back. Let's get you updated.
For 2 days.
For 2 days. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Junior just handed me this traffic. It's 2 pages worth, and we're just going to take them as they come because I don't have time to put them in order. So you just listen for your town and where you're at and see if you're affected.
And chances are you'll be doubling up on the same accident.
Probably. All right, let's see. Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. San Carlos Boulevard and Miami Boulevard.
Can you use the phrase in the clearing stages at some point?
Those are the later ones that have been on the board for a while. I'll use clearing stages.
Okay.
Now, see, here's a one right next to it that says a hit and run. The 16,000 block of San Carlos Boulevard. I would assume that the two are tied together. I don't know. Fort Myers, crash, McGregor Boulevard, and Altaneta Drive. Estero, crash, Corkscrew Road in South Tamiami Trail. And this is a crash, 20,000 block of Grand Oak Shops Boulevard, right by the public supermarkets. That's what it says. And you... as far as I know, are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, September 10th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. George Orwell was a great writer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar, you should read his work, especially 1984... and Animal Farm. 1984, probably his most famous work. But did you know 1984 was not the original title?
I did not know that.
The original title of 1984 was 1980.
Hmm. What happened? A little slip up there. Time caught up with him.
George Orwell, as you can well identify with, Stan, got sick while he was writing it. The book was delayed, and he had a very specific time gap in mind. So he intended it to be 1980, but it was 4 years delayed, so 1984.
Just pushed it ahead 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do we live in a tropical location?
I have been told that we're subtropical.
There is a specific definition for tropical. Over the years, it's come basically to mean somewhere palm trees can grow.
Right. And then once you get into the Everglades and south, that's tropical.
Not necessarily. Junior, can you go to the big map and locate for me the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn? Do you think there's any way that's going to happen?
Don't.
What is that?
What is that? That's, you're not going to...
It's the little thing dangling off of Mexico.
No, you're not going to find it on the map. You're not going to... Just go back to whatever you were doing, the cartoon you were watching. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's really puzzled.
You're not going to find that there. Yep, right there. That's the tropic.
Which tropic is that?
The Sir Galahad.
He's just looking at lat lines. Nah.
Hey, no. No dice. You're not going to find it.
No?
I'm just going to Google it.
Don't worry about it. Just rest easy. You weren't going to find it.
The actual definition of tropical means a place between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn.
Sir Galahad.
As far as the United States is concerned, only Hawaii is considered to be tropical.
You mean to tell me Hawaii is the only one?
Hawaii.
Yeah. Stop pointing at the map because you're off.
Stan, are you familiar with Durex condoms?
Yes. Yes, I've heard of the brand. Mm-hmm. Junior, have you?
Never heard of them.
But then again, you've never heard of any condom.
I don't pay attention to that stuff.
A lot of thought goes into a brand name like Durex.
Well, all right. I never gave that much thought.
They did.
I bet.
Durex is a combination of three words in their imagination.
Uh-huh.
Durable, reliable, and excellence.
Excellence. That's extraordinary right there.
It sure is. When you ask someone, what's your favorite animal?
Yeah.
Very few people will say, you know, I admire the sloth.
I think the sloth is pretty cool. It wouldn't be on my top list, but you ever see them sloths with the big hooked hands and... They eyes that barely open, and they like to nap and move slow.
Well, sloths are famous for being slow and lazy.
Yeah. They do nothing.
Except for one thing.
What's that?
They're super fast when it comes to sex. They can only be bothered for about 6 seconds.
Right. Then the deed's done.
Yep. And then, oh. I like the sloth.
That's an interesting-looking creature. That and, you know what? Here, I'm going to tell you something right now. A lot of people, and it popped into my head, the koala bear. Aren't they just adorable? You want to just walk right up and give them a big hug and take one home? You walk up to a koala bear and take him out of his eucalyptus tree, he'll tear you to shreds.
Without a second thought. And, you know... Say what you will about the sloth and their lifestyle.
Yeah.
They've been around longer than just about every other mammal.
Sure have been. By conserving energy.
Yep. That's the key.
Yep. Slow and steady.
Can you do that NFL thing for me again?
This is the way they teach you in NFL school. You have to go and enunciate it correctly. Anybody can just go say NFL. You have to, first of all, tell the listener what the NFL stands for and then enunciate those letters.
the National Football League is the NFL.
See, I can't even do that properly. You hear what he's doing right there? That's very difficult to do.
Yeah, only a pro can do that.
Because you went to NFL school.
Yeah, I did. The NFL.
Returns tonight.
Yes, it does.
Houston Texans and the reigning world champion Kansas City Chiefs. And an annual survey determined close to 1 in 7 Americans plan to gamble on at least one National Football League game this year.
Betting on the NFL, you're foolish.
It's rigged.
It's completely rigged. You're never, ever going to win betting on the NFL. Oh, you may have a good week. When it comes down to crunch time and you're betting games in the NFL, you'll lose.
13% of us will put money down on the NFL at some point this year. That's a slight drop from last year when it was 15%. Half of those people will place casual bets with so-called friends.
Right.
A third will place a bet through legal or illegal gambling sites.
That would be an off-track betting thing or a bookie.
You know I'm good for it.
Yeah.
1 in 4 gamblers will do fantasy football or stupid games like Super Bowl squares.
Oh, please.
1 in 5 will place a bet with a legit casino or sports book. 18% will use what's called a bookie.
Mm-hmm. Well, surveying. Oh, they say they're your friend.
Oh, they're big time friends. Hey, congratulations. That's a big win. You want to parlay that? The survey also asked gamblers which team they're betting on to win the Super Bowl this year. Now remember, these are degenerate gamblers.
Right.
Don't you take anything from this.
No.
I'm telling you now. Probably bad info. Because if there's one thing degenerate gamblers love to do, it's spread bad info.
That's the truth.
13% say the Chiefs will do it again. Statistics say that's highly unlikely. Cowboys are next at 9%.
Well, everybody loves them Cowboys.
Third place is a 6-way tie. So we got Chiefs and Cowboys at the top.
Yeah.
And then third place, all equal. Ravens, Bengals, Patriots, Saints, and the Miami Dolphins to win the Super Bowl.
That's wishful thinking.
And the 49ers got all 5% of the next slot. Again, folks, these are degenerate gamblers.
Yep. Yeah. And if they hit it big, they wouldn't need to do this anymore. They'd be millionaires.
One more score, Sonny.
Yeah, one more. That'll take us over the top.
Then we're out.
Yep, for good.
Never again. Just, you know, recreational. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Earlier this week, during Stan's audio grab bag, he brought you the story of what seemed to be a real-life Willy Wonka situation.
It did.
One of the founders of Jelly Belly announced he is holding a Willy Wonka-style contest where people can find basically golden tickets to try and win one of his candy factories. Well, the people over at Jelly Belly panicked. They put out an emergency statement while David Klein, who's holding the contest, founded Jelly Belly. He sold his stake in the company 40 years ago.
Oh, geez.
And now owns a completely different candy company called Spectrum Confections. Jelly Belly does not want anyone to think they're getting one of their factories. They're not. And if you have any doubt about this, you can tell by how they phrased their message. Quote, due to confusion in the marketplace, Jelly Belly Candy Company would like to take this opportunity to clear up the misconception that is involved with a contest that purportedly offers a candy factory as its grand prize. They also disrespected Klein by downplaying his role in the founding of the company.
How dare they?
Jelly Belly would like you to know that Mr. Klein was simply an independent third party when he came up with the name Jelly Belly and other marketing ideas in 1976. So, if you win the contest, you won't be taking over the Jelly Belly empire. You'll get one of Klein's factories. Most likely located in Florida, but they won't say where. All right. But boy, did they go after him.
Yep.
It's official.
Mark it down.
All of the internet talk about Karens has fully destroyed the name Karen.
Which was a nice name.
You know what? I don't think I've ever known a bad Karen.
You and me both.
According to the latest data from the Social Security Administration, the name Karen dropped from the 637th most popular name for girls in 2018 to 660th in 2019. That is the lowest ranking the name Karen has had since 1929.
Wow.
That means only 438 newborn girls in the United States were named Karen last year. Now, Karen has been on its way down for some time. The name Karen peaked in 1965 as the third most popular name for girls.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
But still a respectable showing.
Respectable.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Okay, folks. Nothing to see here. Move along. Move along. Come on. Police in La Follette, Tennessee, received a call recently when someone advised them of a topless woman in their yard chewing on their miniature horse's mane. Come on, nothing to see here,
yep,
folks.
Move it along.
That woman,
Lady Godiva,
was a freedom rider.
No time. Now, come on, not enough time. I understand. And then there's Maud.
That woman turned out to be 47-year-old Cynthia Teeple.
Why couldn't it be 22-year-old something?
Well, you had a 22-year-old earlier today, and you said it's nothing to write home about.
What a mess.
When the police arrived and politely asked Cynthia what she was doing.
What you doing?
Cynthia giggled and explained to the police that everybody knows that horse hair is made of Laffy Taffy and Airheads.
What?
It appears Cynthia had taken meth earlier in the day.
Right on. Meth.
And prior to moving on to the horse's mane.
Yeah.
For dessert, because it's made of Laffy Taffy and Airheads, she'd also helped herself to chewing neighbor's grass and dirt in the yard.
Jeez.
She was arrested for public intoxication.
My goodness. Do we have a picture? Is that... No? There's no mugshot of this broad?
I'm sure there is. He just didn't go to the proper source. And that's the news for today, Thursday, September 10th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Woman has no shame.
No, no shame. No shame at all.
Bring out your dead!
Shame.
Bring out your dead!
Shame.
Shame. Bring out
shame.
Your dead! Bring out your dead!
Shame.
Shame. Bring out your dead!
Shame. Shame.
Wait. All right. All right with Maud.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Shame. Shame.
We're standing
shame.
Here. And then there's Maud.
Shame. Shame.
96. K-Rock. Then there's Maud.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And they're fine companions on a trip.
96 J-Rock.
Great companions on a trip. Stan and Haney here. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us.
And built for extended listening.
Oh, absolutely. Jeff Zito coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll be filling in for Al Beck today and tomorrow. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. A couple of things on the board. We got a hit and run. Fort Myers, still working that crash. 16,000 block of San Carlos Boulevard. And this one should be in the clearing stages. Crash, Bonita Springs, Highland Woods Boulevard, and... Signet Drive, and you are up to date. Oh, what?
Come on, man.
What the hell?
Gotta get it out of my system.
Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Madame Curie was a strong woman character, working all day in a science lab, yeah. Clara Martin was a famous nurse who was rapping with the soldiers and bandages too. Susan B. Anthony, always outdoing stuff, marching around and holding up sides.
And then there's Maud.
Pocahontas.
What the hell?
Hey, I'm saying the same thing.
An Indian guide with lots of Indian pride. In there,
the
Gandhi ran a whole big country. That isn't easy, even if you're a guy.
And then there's more.
Babe Zacharias was
a really good
athlete. Good at track and field and professional golf, too.
And then there's more.
Amelia Earhart flew a lot of airplanes, except for that one time when she didn't come back. Cleopatra lived
and then there's more.
The
come
desert,
on.
But still found a way to keep herself looking fine. And then there's Maud.
Ah, there we go. That was an ordeal.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Always looking for ways to make more money because I am heavily in debt. Right now, my goal in life is to be just broke. I want to get back to zero. How's that for a pathetic dream? Someday, I'm going to have nothing. I'm going to leave it to my kids. None of this is all yours. Don't squander it. Last month, my bank balance hit an all-time low of $8, and the bank hit me with a service charge of $9. I actually bounced a service charge. Now I owe the bank $21. So I wrote them a check. That'll teach them. I actually went up to them. I said, how could it possibly cost you $9 to service $8? The guy goes, well, you know, it takes a lot of paperwork. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're right on top of my little $8 balance. What's the latest on the Ryan account? He's losing interest. Put him in CDs or something. Yes, all of it.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Our question of the week. Haney and I have been lucky being in the business that we're in. So I actually had to think of something that didn't pertain to our work. But throughout your life, have you ever made your way into an event, a concert, a show, a party, a sporting event without being invited or holding a ticket? Have you ever crashed something? Made your way in to an event, a concert, a show, a party, a sporting event? You weren't on any guest list. You didn't have a ticket for the event, but you were there. One way or the other, you got yourself in. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Justin.
Hey, Jeff, have you ever made your way into an event, concert, ball game, party, wedding? You didn't hold a ticket, nor were you invited.
Do you guys remember years ago when Hammond Stadium was surrounded by nothing but cow pastures?
Yes, sir. We did events back then, too.
Yep.
When I was a little kid, I didn't know we were sneaking in and breaking the rules, but my mom and Dad used to sneak us through the cow pastures following the fence line, and so there was a little back door back there. We used to go watch games all the time that way.
Oh, yeah. And back in the day, if you were a kid, and I remember kids doing this at Hammond Stadium before it was all built up and fenced in and closed in, the kids used to wait up by the roadway for the home run balls, because they used to go, and if they made it out of the park, they would just go out into the ground outside the park, alongside the road, and they used to go and cherry pick baseballs that were hit out of the park. Oh yeah, remember that very well. And I've got pictures of us doing stuff there, where there's nothing around Hammond Stadium but fields with cows.
Oh yeah, the first time I played there, there was nothing there.
Nothing. 277-9600. Ever make your way into something where you didn't have the ticket? You didn't have an invite? You just went in and had yourself a little entertainment, a little fun? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Louie.
Louie, tell us your story.
Before I begin, big shout out to Captain Lazaro, an honorable man.
Absolutely.
And the work he does with you guys.
Yes,
and
sir.
So here's my story. This is mid-70s, St. John's Arena on the Ohio State University campus. Boston was playing, and we didn't have tickets, but we wanted to go. So we went to the event, and we saw a window open on the second floor. So we're trying to climb up on this, pole that gets us up to this window, and this cop comes up, and he says, hey, what are you guys doing? And so we came clean and go, oh, we're trying to get in to see the concert. We're big Boston fans, but we weren't able to get a ticket. So he says, follow me. And we didn't know what was going on, whether he was going to arrest us or what. Next you know, he walks about 20 steps, opens the door, and goes, have a good time, fellas. And he lets us in.
Awesome.
That's a great story.
That's great. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Fred. What's going on?
Hey, Ahoy, Fred. How are you, brother?
All right. Listen, back in 1970, Frankfurt, Germany, Jethro Tull was playing. It was a sold-out concert. My buddy and I, we climbed the fence. We went on. We had went up on the roof, and where the bands would come in and fly in their helicopters and swoop down and get in, we were able to get into the trap door and got some badges and took off our shirts, put a staff shirt on, a badge, and walked right out to 5 feet away from Jethro Tull.
Now, look at that, Stan. That physical training paid off, and those soldiers showed a lot of initiative right there.
Can do.
Yep.
Great story. Great story. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, you know exactly who this is.
Ah, hey, Alex, how are you?
I'll tell you what.
You know what, Alex? Before you get started, we made the mistake and we realized today that we had to plug. Do you want to plug? Because you never do.
Yeah.
Well, we can get to that. I was just going to answer your question of the week first.
Okay.
About 20 years ago, Joe Rogan and I took about 5 hits of acid, and we took a trip up to the Northern California, the Redwoods. And we snuck into Bohemian Grove and saw the cremation of care.
Now, is it true, Alex, that whole thing is narrated by Walter Cronkite?
It's interesting because they had a tape of that. I went backstage and I found the tape of it. And it was, yes, it was. It said WC on it. I don't know if it was WC Field or Walter Cronkite, but it sounded more like Walter Cronkite to me.
All right, you want to plug anything?
Oh, absolutely. We got the ultimate turmeric combo pack for $79.90 right now. We have the pure turmeric extract. You're definitely going to need that, especially in these times with the fake COVID going around here. We got the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival X2, okay? You got the Vasopeat. Who doesn't need Vasopeat in their life? And of course, we have the Super Male Vitality. We got free shipping till the end of September. Remember, tomorrow, you stick it to the globalists tomorrow because we know what they did, okay? It's the 19th anniversary. If you can hear my voice, you are the resistance!
277-9600.
Great American there.
Great American.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.